Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to the Classic Vacations podcast. My name is Bryce Sahlstrom, and it's my privilege to be joined today by Robert Sasaki, our PD manager here at Classic Vacations. And Brian, how do you say your last name, Brian?
Giat. It's a little confusing, I know.
Excellent. And he's here representing Grand Hyatt Baja Mar in the Bahamas and Seven Stars Turks and Caicos in Texas. Seven Stars in Turks and Caicos. Yep. So I wanted to touch base, talk about the islands a little bit, the destination, and what your hotel has to offer. So Bahamas, I think, is an overlooked island overall. It has some cool features. I know when I went there, I had fried fish at the Fish Fry. We did snorkeling at Stewart's Cove and swam with some Caribbean reef sharks. It's a really cool destination that's easy to get to. And they're offering some really great value to this customer, especially this time of year. Would you concur with that, Robert?
Absolutely. Grand Hyatt Baja Mar has been an amazing partner, Brian himself as well. And they're partner of the month for September. So we have some great offers. You know, we'd like to really showcase the property, the destination, and kind of tell you why it's a great place to visit.
And the Grand Baja Mar is part of the Baja Mar development, which is huge in the Bahamas. $4.2 billion it took to get this all going. Has a casino, 100,000
square foot casino. It's the largest casino in the Caribbean.
Overlooking the ocean.
Yeah, you get to see, there's a giant window in it where you can see the ocean while you're playing craps or blackjack, whatever you want to do, which is unusual for a casino.
And I saw an interesting statistic. Maybe you could elaborate a little bit more on this. That 95% of your employees are local Bahamian people. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure the actual percentage, but it's a high percentage. It's a couple thousand employees that are there. We have some of the best benefit packages for the employees when it comes to meals while they're there, insurance and things like that. So it's they take great care of the employees that are there.
Excellent. That's very cool, dude. Because you want that authentic Bahamian feel when you're staying at a place or a destination. And it's cool that you could talk to a person that is from the local area while drinking the local beer, which is it Sands or what do you
prefer? There's Kalik, there's Sands. So you got a couple different options. But
so Kalik is the lager and then Sands is the darker beer?
I think they're both light beers, aren't they? So they're both light, but there is another local brewery. It's a little more of a microbrewery, I believe. I don't know a lot about it, but they've got a couple different styles of beer there when you're down there.
Cool. And then transportation is fairly cheap if you want to do the bus or you can do cab.
Yeah, from the airport to the Grand Hyatt, I should know this better because I was there a couple weeks ago, but I think it's right around $30. That was for two adults. It's a quick taxi ride from the airport, like 15, 20 minutes, and easy to get to.
Excellent. Excellent. And so the promotions that we are offering for you right now, is 40% off. So an early booking bonus, or is that just 40% off?
It's it's for the partner of the month for September. So it's 40% off, basically travel now through the end of the year. And we have a couple January dates in there. It's 40% off, a guaranteed room upgrade. And then there's actually some resort credits that are in there as well, depending on the length of stay, up to 7 nights. So it's definitely a pretty fantastic offer. So if you're thinking about booking a trip to the Bahamas anytime soon or booking anyone you know to the Bahamas anytime soon, I would definitely recommend getting on it in the month of September.
That's awesome to hear. Like the Bahamas, it was a long time ago that I went there, but we had the greatest experience. The food outside the resort we stayed at was fantastic. Some of the best seafood, lobster, crab, conch. So it's definitely a cool destination. So let's talk about the other island, Turks and Caicos.
Yep.
So Turks and Caicos is, for a reservation agent or a travel agent, it's an easy island to sell.
Yeah, the Turks is, I don't want to say it sells itself, but Grace Bay Beach is always one of the top beaches in the world, if not the top, by a bunch of different, you know, magazines and online agencies, booking agencies. And it really is, you get there and you go, okay, this is a pretty spectacular place.
Yeah.
The other really cool thing I think about the Turks is it's this Caribbean feel, but it's developed but not commercialized. So you don't have these, you know, 20, 30 story buildings. It's more 4, 5, 6-story buildings, more boutique resorts, which makes it just kind of, again, a little more unique and really an authentic Caribbean feel.
And you always hear about the beach. The beach is the famous. It's always Condé Nast, number one, our top five beaches in the world, because it has this subterranean limestone. I did a little research before we did this podcast, but it's unique to itself. Like a subterranean limestone that breaks apart. And when it breaks apart, it is a whiter color, and that's what gives it its white sand beach feel.
Yes. And yeah, go ahead.
Oh, and softer. So it's softer on your, because we're in California, you go to our beaches are small rocks, like very small rocks put together, but you have a almost a powdery.
Yeah, it's almost like a sugar sand beach. And I mean, the beach is just, it is that soft sand. The water is crystal clear because there's actually some algae, like amoeba that eats, or sorry, there's an amoeba that eats the algae in that area. You really are going to be hard pressed to find a better beach anywhere in the world. I mean, maybe if you want to go Bora Bora or somewhere really far and exotic and expensive to get to, but as far as Caribbean, it's probably one of the best.
And I'm glad you brought up that amoeba that eats that algae, because I'm a scuba diver, and my scuba diving teacher for a long time before he was my teacher had a boat in Turks and Caicos and would take people out scuba diving. And he would talk about this algae. I always thought it was like an over-exaggerated story because because it eats the algae and brings visibility to Turks and Caicos, which makes it unique. And it's 150-foot visibility in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, I don't know the exact stats, but that sounds about right, because you can be pretty far off and see the bottom. It's a little tricky because you're like, oh, that's right there. And, you know, you dive in and it's a lot deeper than what you actually think it is.
And the algae also doesn't grow because of the warmness of the water. So because the water is so warm, it can't populate. And you also can see further, which makes it the exact opposite of Monterey, California, or Santa Cruz, California, where visibility is about 25 feet. And algae all over.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Calm down.
So the Seven Stars has an early booking bonus with a resort credit as well.
Yeah, we've got a couple different offers, really kind of, I don't want to say a wide variety. We've got some offers now through the end of the year, up to 35% off with some resort credits depending on when you come. We've got an offer out for early season, winter in 2019. We've got a 30% off promotion going there. That's across all rooms. And then we actually, and Robert, I don't even know if you got it. I think we just sent it out yesterday, but some later into 2019, start looking at late April into August of 2019, we have some offers out there. So a really long lead EBB. So definitely whenever you're looking at going, there's some good deals to be had in the Turks and Caicos at Seven Stars.
And the Seven Stars is a smaller type property. So I think it's 78 rooms, 48 suites, something like
that. Yeah, we're actually an all suite property. Okay. So we have junior suites up to 3 bedrooms. It's a total of about 160 keys. And again, that's a wide variety of junior suites to 3 bedrooms. So it's definitely geared more towards couples, but with those larger suites, we do see families that are there. Some of the suites have, you know, 1 king and 2 twin beds in the second bedroom, and it's a lot of space in the suites.
And Brian, I just want to kind of get your take on this, because we all know Turks and Caicos is great because you have amazing lift from so many destinations in the U.S. You get in there, you can do a weekend trip, which isn't always the case in the Caribbean. You're 15 minutes away from most every property on island as soon as you arrive. We do have, we just contracted with Olympia DMC, so we're not offering full lounge and VIP fast track services to Turks. So just getting that welcome experience a little bit more white glove high service. So we're excited about that. But we all know in Turks that all the properties there, first of all, amazing properties up and down everywhere you look. Most of the properties in Turks have junior suites, 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms. Most of them are located on pristine Grace Bay. Most of them are boutique in size. I would say 120 or so or less rooms. So they're all kind of in that same mold. What would you say, in your opinion, separates Seven Stars from some of the other properties in Grace Bay?
I mean, like you said, there isn't a bad property, I would say, in the Turks and Caicos. I mean, it really is a great island, and just, you know, from a, I don't want to say a competition standpoint, but you really can't go wrong. But for Seven Stars, when you kind of go, amenities that are offered, room types that are offered is pretty similar, especially when you're starting to look at some of the higher end properties there. But for us, and when we look back at our guests and they say why they keep coming back, it really comes down to two things. One is location-wise. Well, yes, we're on Grace Bay, but we're kind of right smack dab in the middle. So shopping, dining, really everything's within walking distance of the property. So that plays a good bit of, you know, in some people's decision. The other thing that we always hear is our staff. A lot of the staff has been there from the opening of the property. They love to get to know the guest. We get a lot of repeat clientele now that we're kind of in the property's really 10th year of being open and the 8th under the new management. Guests have continued to come back and back and just enjoy getting to know our staff. The staff loves to get to know the guests. We've seen kids grow up. We've seen kids go to college. And so it really kind of comes down to that personalized service to where they do enjoy getting to know the people and they'll, you know, try to sit you, if you're new, it's your first time, we'll try to sit you in the same, you know, general area so you have the same server at breakfast each morning so you can get to know, you know, the server. And they just take that extra little bit of time to get to know the guests. And so I would say for our property, that's kind of our differentiating factors.
And from a traveler standpoint, the level of service is fantastic because not only are they giving you their service, but they're also giving you their knowledge of the island.
Yeah.
You know, what to do, how to make the best of your time because, I mean, your time is limited. You go there on vacation, you probably saved up a long amount of time to take this vacation and you want to know how the best to get the best value out of your dollar. And the locals and the service people can tell you, oh, go to this place to eat. Oh, go to this place. I'll set up a beach chair for you. You're going to love it. You're going to have a fantastic afternoon. So that's nice to hear that you guys have great service because that means a lot.
Yeah. And it's the differentiating factor, I think.
Yeah. And the Caribbean is sometimes some islands don't have the best service. Let's be frank. I will not say any islands, but Turks and Caicos is not one of them.
So. Yeah.
Awesome. And then that early booking bonus you mentioned, I priced it out. The amount you would save on a 7-night stay in an oceanfront junior suite is $1,900.
That's the vacation almost.
Yeah. There you go. And the only thing I would say about that is that the discounts, they do go down over to like, will, you know, it won't ever be as much of a discount. So if you want to book and it looks good, book it sooner rather than later because a lot of those at the end of September will either be gone or, you know, be a little bit less of a discount. So it's definitely the time to book.
So take advantage.
So I kind of want to touch base on something too that was a little bit, you know, at the end of last year. I know it's nothing that we really want to rehash again, but one thing that I wanted to point out was that Seven Stars was one of the leaders, in my opinion, in communicating the status of Turks and Caicos, you know, pre, during, and post hurricane. And I think that was vital because you kept communication really open with all of your partners.
Yeah.
And we were able to kind of relay that to the travel agency community. And I think that's one of the biggest things is when we have transparency and we know that the properties are communicating effectively and timely, what that does is it empowers the travel advisors to ensure that, you know, they're servicing their clients in the best way. So can you maybe walk us through like your thought process or kind of how you would, I mean, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it was actually pretty small blip for Seven Stars, and I think you were back up and running almost immediately, which is kind of incredible.
Yeah, we actually, I mean, we officially never closed. The property was built in 2008, so it was built to withstand a Category 5. They always said that, and it's, you know, it's great to be able to say when people ask, but it's another thing we actually have to go through it, and your staff goes through it, and guests that, you know, you guys and other people have trusted us with, and we're kind of in charge of protecting them and making sure they're okay. But the property went through it, the hurricane great. We had a couple windows that were cracked and that was the only damage. The backup generators came online. And then I think 5 days after the storm passed, we had power back up and running. So we officially never closed, but you know, when it came to communication, I got to give a lot of credit to our team on property and you know, Ken Patterson and Grant, our GM, they kept us informed. Our reservations manager, Ingrid, she was WhatsApp messaging me during the storm as long as she had signal, just giving us updates of how things were going. And we wanted to relay that information to you guys because we know there were a lot of questions of how bad is the storm. And, you know, you see what you see sometimes on TV and you hear it's going right off the coast of Turks and Caicos, which it did. But we, knowing that we had communication with the property, we were able to kind of get live updates. We actually, I think, got pictures, which we passed along. They weren't the most flattering pictures of the property. We had a lot of sand in places, but it shows that, hey, the buildings were okay. And, you know, the staff was okay and the guests were okay. And so we just wanted to keep that line of communication open with our partners and go, here, the information that we have is what you have, because we're, you know, not trying to hide anything. And like I said, for us, fortunately, we didn't really sustain any long-term damage other than a couple palm fronds that were down and a couple windows that had to be replaced.
That's awesome, because that's valuable information, because in this day and age, when that hurricane happened or when any weather thing goes on, you always see the worst images on TV, and those are repeated, and that's what makes the news. So it's nice to hear when things are not so bad and when people are okay. Like,
yeah,
the good stories still make an impact in people's lives.
Yeah, and I mean, really great to say too that during that storm, Providence Allies, and I believe the entire Turks and Caicos Island, there was no loss of life. There was some property damage on some of the other islands, but those islands definitely made it through really great. I know some of the other islands didn't, but it was kind of good news to hear. And I actually did try to submit a picture of the property to the Weather Channel to show, because I'm like, hey, we're doing good. And it didn't get picked to make air, but you know, we even tried to go national with it.
But I think that's a testament, right? Like you mentioned, Turks, relative to along the Caribbean, is a newer destination. Mm-hmm. So being a newer destination, they're fortunate to have the infrastructure that's a little bit different than some of the older buildings or older islands that were built a while ago. So very fortunate.
Yeah.
Very, very fortunate. The entire island, more or less, came up pretty unscathed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the great thing is that was the end of 2017. So no one was booking Turks and Caicos during that time period. But we've that kind of led into a banner 2018. I know winter was fantastic that we saw on our side.
Yeah.
I think that was echoed by many of our hotel partners as well.
It was.
So it kind of just shows that, you know, when you really kind of pull together as a group, you know, create some synergy, you can pop back up really quickly from that. And it's a big success story.
Yeah.
So
and even some of the properties that were closed for a little longer, I think they took the time to sort of invest a little bit more and, you know, to make there had to be closed to do some repairs to go ahead and improve other areas as well. So it wasn't like we just came out of it. We came out of it, I think, even better than what we were going into it as an island wide.
And I think when we presented at Turks for the Turks and Caicos convention, one of my slides was a picture of the hurricane and right in the center of the eye, literally, was Providence Allies.
Yeah.
And you took the full brunt, and with the power of community, the power of the infrastructure, it just came pop right back up, and everybody else wasn't as fortunate, but I'm glad that, you know, Turks was able to really withstand that and have such a successful year. It's an incredible story.
Yeah. It was one that we didn't necessarily want to go through, but, you know, there's some, definitely some positives that came out of it for sure.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Brian, it's been just a great pleasure to have you.
Thank
in
you. Thank you guys.
Having you do this.
Yeah.
Robert, thank you again. And, maybe next time we could do this at one of your properties.
It sounds good to me. So,
podcast, right? We just go Facebook Live it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, that's a deal. Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you.
This concludes the latest edition of the Classic Vacations podcast. We appreciate any and all feedback, and please rate us on iTunes. On a side note, Classic Vacations has some promotions to the Caribbean coming out next week, so please keep an eye out for that. And we have some exciting stuff overall, so please subscribe, and most importantly, thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.